Torahway, Northwest London, Thursday, Yud Gimel Av, the 22nd of July. Haravar Yitzchok Zilbishlita, Torah is timeless. I forgot to announce that yesterday's shiur was sponsored as a schus for the refuah of Talia Yocheved Basoro. She should have a refuah shlema b'soch sha'achoy le'Yisrael.
Good morning, everybody. Every word that there is in the Gemara teaches us important lessons. I want to share with you this morning. I'm going to take a story that many of you learned not so long ago from the Gemara, and we're going to see that in this story we can derive two messages that I think are very, very relevant and become more relevant every day. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Vov, tells us a story about a dramatic encounter between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and the Emperor Vespasian, Aspasianus Caesar. To get the picture, Yerushalayim is under siege. People are dying of hunger, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wants to save the situation. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai finds a way to get out of the city. He wants to speak to the Roman general Aspasianus. So he gives out the rumor that he's not well. Eventually he makes that everybody should say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai died. And they put him in a coffin and they bring him out of the city. And here is this encounter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai meets this general Aspasianus. And when he sees him, he tells him, Shalom Alecho Malko. And the general responds to him, you are Chayiv Misa. You're passable of the death penalty. You know why? Because you told me I'm a king. And I'm not a king. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to Aspasianus, no, indeed you are a king. And I'll tell you why. Because the Pasuk says, Ve'adir levonoin be'adir yipoil. There's a Pasuk that says that levonoin will fall into the hands of Adir. And Levonoin is the Beis HaMikdosh, because it says Haratoy Vazev Al Levonoin. And Adir is a Melech. It says Voy Adir Oy Mimenu. So you must be a king. So let's think about what's going on here. You've got this general. He tells Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I'm not a king. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you must be a king. Why? He makes a mishtikel Torah. Says Adir Balvonian Yipoy, Levonian Badir Yipoy. According to my mishtikel Torah, what I can derive from the psukim, you must be a king. So you are a king. What happened? A shliach came from Rome. And they said that the emperor died, and the nobles in Rome decided that you should become the king. What can we see from the beginning of this story? A very important actual message. We shape our knowledge, our view on life, on events, on our knowledge, unfortunately, on the media, we hear this, we hear that. And this is for us reality. Teaches us Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The reality is Torah. If there's an argument between a person, who knows better if he's a king or not than the person itself? He says, I'm not a king. You're going to tell me what I am? I'm not a king. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you have make a big mistake. Because I make a shtickel Torah, and if according to my shtickel Torah, to my understanding of the Torah, you are a king, you are a king. And this is a very important lesson, because we have to understand that reality is Torah. And very often things this way. We think this way. But the Gedoy Lehadoy, they see the world through the eyes of the Torah. And the reality, teaches us Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, is the Torah. Let me bring you another Gemara, another story. The Gemara in Baba Basra, that I find here in Baba Basra. Rabbi Yochanan was saying a shir. He said like this: Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Osid Hakadosh Baruch Hu lehovi avonim toivus umagolios. The Rebbeinu will bring precious stones and diamonds, shloishim al shloishim. The size of it will be 30 amos on 30 amos. It's about 15 meters on 15 meters. It's going to make in these precious stones and diamonds doors 20 on 10. And this is going to be the entrance door to Yerushalayim. It's going to be a huge diamond. Shloishim al shloishim. So the Gemara says, Ligleg all of us a Talmud. There was one Talmud there of Rabbi Yochanan that he mocked a bit. He says, Hashta, we don't find the diamond by the size of a little egg, of a little bird. You don't find a diamond this size. And you're telling me that it's going to be diamonds from 15 meters on 15 meters. Says the Gemara, Leyomi Mifligos Finosu Bayom. He went on a cruise and he saw Malochim. So he wasn't Stam a Talmud. He saw Malochim. And he sees that these Malochim have precious stone and a diamond from Shloishim al Shloishim. And they make in these diamonds a door of Eser al Esrim. So he asks the Malochim, this Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, what is this for? So they answered to him, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehamid on Bishar Yerushalayim. These doors are going to be the answers to Yerushalayim. Osid Lavoi. So he goes back to Rabbi Yochanan and he says, Rabbi, Droish, yeah, you should spread Torah. L'chon noy lidroish. It's very good what you say. What you said, that it's going to be these doors at the entrance of Yerushalayim. I saw it by my own eyes. Said Rabbi Yochanan, Reiko, if you wouldn't see, you wouldn't believe. No san doyenov, venase gal shel atzomus. He gave him a glance, and it transformed him into a heap of bones. Literally, he killed him. Rabbi Yochanan, when the Talmud mocked in the first time, and he said, can't be such a thing, seems Rabbi Yochanan wasn't makpid. But when the Talmud came back to Rabbi Yochanan, and he told him, you know, what you said, I saw with my own eyes. Rabbi Yochanan was upset about him, and he killed him. Because when Rabbi Yochanan spoke, he said, okay, I'm telling you Torah. It's hard for you to gasp such a thing. But when you see it, you believe it. Means that my Talmud by him, the reality is more what he sees than Torah. Such a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, that the reality for him is what he sees with his eyes, and not Torah, is a danger for the transmission of Torah in Klal Yisrael. The ones who transmit Torah have to understand, and we have to understand, that the reality is Torah. What Rabbi Yochanan says is more reality than what you see with your own eyes. And if this Talmud didn't understand that, no san boyeinu v'gal nasigal shel atzomus. Let me tell you a little story. Maybe it's going to show this point. The Gdoile Yisrael, current Gdoile Yisrael, they see with the Torah eyes, with the real eyes. A lady came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. She had problems with her legs. She went to doctors. Nobody could explain what's going on. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked her, tell me, do you work maybe on Chalamoid? She said, unfortunately, I work in a bank in Bnei Brak, and the branch is open Chalamoid, and I have to work on Chalamoid. So Abraham Kanevsky told her, you should arrange, try, that they should close the Chalamoid. You shouldn't work on Chalamoid. And you'll become better. And she went to the manager, and eventually she managed, and she stopped working on Chalamoid. And she got better. Her legs become better. And Abraham Kanevsky said, because Chalamoid is Shodosh Regolim. If you desecrate Regolim, you have problems with your feet. And that's the shayrush of it. Any doctor would see, you've got this, you've got that. The metzias is, if you have a problem with a golem, then you suffer, you're a golem. Last week was the yahrzeit of the Ariya Kodosh. And once one of his great talmidim came to him, he's got a problem with his shoulder. So the Arizal told him, tell me, you wash my machoinim? Yes. Do you bench straight after my machoinim? He says, yes. You sure you're doing nothing between my machoinim and... He said, no, I learn a panic mishnayos. So the Arizal told him, the Gemara says, take ev lenetile broche. You shouldn't be mafsik between my machoinim and benching. You should learn panic mishnayos before. So he told him that take ev and kosev is the same letter, says the Arizal to the Talmud. So you were over on take ev, so you had a problem with your kotev. Yeah? The reality is Torah. That stopped it, and he got better. The Gedolim are called Einei Ho'edo. They're the real eyes. Because we see with our biased eyes, with our wrong eyes, how eyes that were shaped by what we learned, what we saw, with not Torah. They have the real eyes. They see reality. Reality is Torah. Rav Kiveger says a chiddush, when we say in davening, v'hoer eineinu b'soiro secho, he says we should be mechaven, v'hoer eineinu, what's eineinu? Our eyes. Who is our eyes? The G'doyle Adol, v'hoer eineinu b'soiro secho. You should enlighten our eyes, the G'doyle Yisrael b'soiro secho, in your Torah. Why? Because they see reality. And if you follow them, we follow reality. And we have to change our mindset. We listen to the news, we listen to that, there's that. Shtusim et lokshim, it's nothing. Sheker v'chozov. Reality is Torah. Let's go on in the Gemara and see something else. Another important message, an unbelievable message. The Gemara goes on that for sure, this general was very, very impressed with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And eventually he tells him, you know what? I became the emperor now. I'm going to send another general. But he was so impressed by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who just read a few minutes ago. Ushmartem v'asisem, ki hi chochmaschem u'binaschem le'eino ha'amim. What is our wisdom in the eyes of the Goyim? The Torah. We show them that Torah has everything in it. Like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The general was very, very impressed with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. How he saw everything in the Torah. So he tells them, I'm going to send somebody else. But you can ask for me what you want. I'm the emperor now. Whatever you ask me, I'm going to fulfill. What's the first thing Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked the new emperor? Everybody should think he's got an opportunity here. You know, he can ask from the emperor whatever he wants. So he tells them, you know what? Tein li Yavne v'chachomeho. So let's imagine what's going on. What does Vespasian now think when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked him that? You know, there's a little town over there, a little village, and in this village, there's a few old people sitting over books and studying old manuscripts. You know, Apu Altihin sitzen in Koilel. So I've got a little Koilel there, you know, in Yavne. I've got a little Koilel. So please, what I'm asking you is to spare this little Koilel. And Vespasian, he says this, I don't understand this guy, he's out of his mind. You know what I can give him? I'm the emperor of the strongest nation on the planet. What does he ask me? A bunch of old people sitting and learning. The guy's out of his mind. That's what Vespasian is now thinking. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai teaches us, if there is Torah, if there is this few Yidin, Yavde v'chachameo, they're going to stay amongst the Yidin and they're going to live and exist, we can be assured of the continuity of Klal Yisrael. We can be sure that Klal Yisrael will exist forever. The backbone of Klal Yisrael is these Yidin that sit and learn, this Yavde v'chachameo. Versteht sich? Vespasian didn't understand that. But that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai teaches us. As long we have Yavne v'chachameo, we have our chachomim, we are assured that we continue living forever. Now let me share with you a letter. I heard this from a famous French lecturer, big Machzor b'Teshuva, called Ron Chaya. Don't know if you heard about him. He's an amazing lecturer. A letter written by a German general was called I.A. Ekarten. The date, Yemach Shemoy, the date of his letter is 23rd of November 1940. Okay? I'm going to try to translate this in English. This happened after Germany went into Poland, conquered the whole of Poland, the whole of around Poland, and he writes this letter to all the German generals after consultation with Feld Marshal Göring. We decided to close all borders and not to let any Jew leave. They're going to close the borders of Poland. And the question is, why? I ask you the question, why? What do they want, this Yemach Shalom? They want to make Poland Judenrein. They want no Jews around. No Jews around. Set an ultimatum. Whoever is here, any Jew that's going to be left here in 10 days, will kill him. Everybody's going to run away. You're going to have Judenrein. What's happening now? They're going to close the borders. What's going to happen? They're going to have to look for them. They're going to have to set up a whole system to kill them, to burn them. This is on the account of men. They have manpower. They have money. They need this manpower. They need this money. Instead of using the money for the war, they're going to use now the money and the manpower and the soldiers to look after the Jews. It's on the account of the war. The generals of Hitler, Yemach Shemoy, argue with him. He takes trains. He's got trains. He says, we're going to use these trains to bring the Jews to the concentration camps. And his generals tell him, if you do that, we'll lose the battle. We need these trains to bring weapons to Russia. We need these trains to bring soldiers to Russia. If you use the trains, we're going to lose the battle. Eventually, we lose the war. And Yemach Shemoy says, no way. We're going to take these trains, we're going to put the Jews in there, and we're going to kill the Jews. Why? The answer to this question is in the in the letter itself. I'm going to read what Yemach Shemoy wrote in this letter. An immigration of the Eastern European Jews will bring forth a spiritual and long-lasting regeneration of the worldwide Judaism. And the cause for that is that because of their religious orthodox approach, there are amongst them a strong concentration of rabbis and teachers of Talmud. What does it mean? Look what this Yemach Shemom understood. If there is between the Yidden rabbis, teachers of Talmud, of Gemara, this will bring a regeneration of the worldwide Judaism. Yemach Shemom understood, as long you have these people that sit and learn, if they escape, if we let them out, the Judaism of the world is gonna relive. So there is no other solution. We have to kill them. So this, Rabbi Yisai, this message that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taught us, even this Yemach Shemom, they understood it. The backbone of Judaism is these Koilel people that sit and learn. They make sure in their schus, Klal Yisrael goes on. Nothing else. Yemach Shemoy Hitler, in his book, he says that he doesn't understand. How is it possible that Klal Yisrael still exists? We're persecuted. Everybody wants to kill us. Everybody wants to get rid of us. Nobody likes us. And we're still around. You should know that the Yabbats writes that the fact that Klal Yisrael is still around is a bigger nais than Tiyas Yamsuf. Because if you study history, we should know that Al Piderech HaTeva, we shouldn't be around at all. Much stronger nations than us disappeared off the planet, and we're still here, alive and kicking. The Ponevich Rav Zichron Livroche, in the Second World War, Erwin Römel, the Fox of the Desert, was by the doors of Eretz Yisrael. And everybody thought that it's the end. Finished. He's going to come in. Nobody could stop him. It was a miracle that he was stopped. What did he do to the Polish? He was bedridden. He had high fever. And they tell the Polish Rav, you know, Rommel is coming. That's it. He says, wow. He was, please, quickly, call me Shmuel Rozovsky. I need Shmuel Rozovsky. And Rab Shmuel Zatzal comes to the Ponovich Rav. And the Ponovich Rav from his bed, he says, you know what? Now you're going to open in Yeshiva Ponovich. Now. So I said, now? You know what's going on now? Who knows if in 2 weeks we'll be still here? No. Now you go and find Bochrim and you open Yeshiva Ponovich. Because this is what the Ponovich Rav understood and teaches us. When Klal Yisrael is in such a situation, we don't know it's going to be tomorrow, that's the time to make a new yeshiva now, Polovich. And he made Polovich. Interesting story, we don't have so much time left. Polovich Rav went around to collect, and one day he passed through Rome. It was Erev Shabbos. He was accompanied by Dr. Rothschild, this Yid who founded Mein Yeshua Hospital in Bnei Brak. And he gets to Rome, and it's on a Friday afternoon, and it's snowing, it's bad weather. And he says to Rothschild, please, order a taxi, I want to go to the Shar Titus, to the gate of Titus. They have a monument there that Titus erected when he came back, and he was Machir the Beis Hamikdash. And Rothschild tells Baruch Rav, listen, Rav, it's Erev Shabbos, it's snowing. What's so important now? You came here to make tourism. What? No, I want to go. So he takes it to Shar Titus. And Rothschild says, well, done what he wants. And the Polovich Rav stands in front of Shar Titus. And he says, Titus, look, where are you today? Who knows about you? Who speaks about you? What's left of what you did? Nothing. They look at us. We're still here. Klal Yisrael exists. Flourishing, learning Torah. Look where you are. Look where we are. He turned around and he went back home. But that's the message. This Polovich Rav that founded Polovich in the war, in the middle of the war, he went to Tisa and he told him, look, who remembers about the Roman Empire? Nobody knows about the Roman Empire today. But we're still here. Chizkiyah HaMelech. Chizkiyah HaMelech. There's a siege of Sancheirim around Jerusalem. The Gemara tells us Sancheirim had conquered the whole world. He came with millions of soldiers. And he's around Jerusalem. What does Chizkiyah say? He said, he took a sword and he said, "Call me Shoyin Oisek Batoiro, Yidoker Becherev. Whoever doesn't learn Torah, we're gonna kill him." Chumbal Oim Mipne Shemen. Sancheirim got wiped out. The Boishim opened the sky and they heard the shiur of the Malachim and they all died. But this is what Chizkiyah the same. When in such a situation that Klal Yisrael can be wiped out, if everybody sits and learns Torah, that's it. We'll be okay. What could be done by Bar Sheva? We give us Vatal Tapas, where we most of Tinek and Tinoik, and we became Bitum and Batayah. Everybody was learning. And Sancheirim fell. They all died. This is the lesson the Chizkiyah taught us. It's not a wonder the Gemara says when Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai died, who came to be mekabel porim Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai from the Olam HaElyon? Chizkiyah HaMelech, because they taught the same message. And that's the pshat that we say Viter Hakadosh Baruch Hu al Zorei Gilui Arosh v'Chizdomim v'lo yiviter al Avoyin Bitul Toiro. On Bitul Toiro, the Rebbein Shon can't forgive, because somebody who is over on Bitul Toiro puts the nation in danger. As long we have Torah, we exist. As we say in the Slichas, Ve'ein lonu shiur rak ha-Torah hazois. You know, in the 9 days, Baruch Hashem, they're over the 9 days, Mashiach didn't come. We're all sad about it. But in the 9 days, when you make a siyum, you can eat meat. And the reason for this is because on Torah, the Chorban had no shlita. Ein lo l'Kadosh Baruch Hu bo'ilomoy, ein lo dalet ame shel halacha bilvad. In the dalet alet ame shel halacha, the Rebbein Shloilom is still there. Ashkoetz Ashkin is still there. So when you make a siyum, on this occasion, on Torah, the shlita, the Chorban has no shlita. Ein lo l'shur ha-katoira azois. Bemele, the Yalkut Shimoni says in Yirmiyeh that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be start to be built in Chodesh Av. So let's try to learn, internalize these messages that we can, as you see that from a simple story in the Gemara, how much we can learn messages that are so relevant today. Every piece of Gemara is relevant today. There's unbelievable deep messages in every piece of Gemara. Let's live by these messages. And as the Yalkut says, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be built in Chodesh Av. We should be zoicha to that. B'korah b'yomeinu. Amen.